talks, very crucial talks over routes and the like, were supposed to extend yesterday with Santaku Kata Kodesa, excuse me, as well as the Western Cape government. But another horrific attack has taken place. We've now seen a good 40 killings with respect to this taxi violence since the start of the year. One of the Kodesa leaders' homes was actually bombed. And so yesterday's talks really did go up in smoke, quite literally. Bonginkosi Madikizela joins me now to help us understand the way forward with respect to the taxi standoff. Welcome back, Bonginkosi. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rufilo, and good morning to your listeners. I'm fine, but I could be better.
I'm sure. Please help us understand what was expected to be discussed yesterday, and how badly this has thrown a spanner in the works.
Hello, Rufilo.
Hi, do you hear me? Bonginkosi? All right, we'll try and get him back on the line shortly. So, you know, there is an accusation, we understand, that Kodeta is accusing Kata of actually being behind that particular attack on the leader's home, and that they refused to return to talks under that particular concern. The other issue, of course, that I want to speak to Bonginkosi about is the trucking issue, more trucks burned out. If you listen to the early breakfast show with Africa Melani, he had a very interesting conversation with Gavin Kelly, the chief executive of the Road Freight Association, highlighting that they're actually not entirely against the Federation's demands with respect to wanting to see that truck drivers are employed above board, those who are properly licensed, even if they happen not to be South Africans and happen to be African nationals, but they don't like how it happens sort of quote-unquote off the books and seems to undermine the pricing, or at least the wages. Bonginkosi's back on the line. Thanks so much. Bonginkosi, so I was asking what was meant to have been discussed yesterday in those crucial talks, and how much has this attack really thrown a spanner in the works with respect to the taxis?
Well, what we were supposed to discuss yesterday, are these killings. I mean, in your opening remarks, you summed it up very well, that there have been ongoing killings since January this year, where 43 people lost their lives. And I wanted to discuss this issue with Kata and Kodeta, with the support of Santaku yesterday, so that I can really understand what is the cause of this, beside the information that we got from the detectives that are busy investigating the matter. Because I believe that we need to take a multi-pronged approach to deal with this matter.
Bonginkosi, the last time you joined us here on the show, you know, we were kind of enjoying a different approach here in the Western Cape. We were talking about how there's this open, it had to do with the sanitization of taxis. But it really, we spoke to the open and far more, I suppose, collaborative relationship that we have here between government and amongst taxis, very, very different from the rest of the country. I'm hoping that that relationship or are you hoping that that relationship will assist in bringing these guys back to the table?
Well, that is what I'm counting on, because so far, I mean, the cooperation has been good. And I'm sure that because of that relationship, the people who are investigating the matter have got very good intelligence, and which is why we have arrested more than 90 people. And as you know, more than 40 of those cases are on the court roll. And the investigators, I must say, feel that they are making, you know, a very good progress. But what I do want is to really get the kingpins, the people who are paying the hitmen. Because for me, it's not going to help us to arrest the hitmen. I want to get to the bottom of this so that those who are behind the killings, you know, are the ones that I want, the big fishes.
And, I mean, what does this mean for me as a commuter? You know, whenever this kind of violence flares up, there always seems to be casualties, ricochets. I don't know if the shootings end up being random. They are obviously targeted, but how safe are commuters trying to get to work?
Well, so far, I mean, what we have seen is that these are targeted, you know, killings. Fortunately, they're not the random shootings that, you know, normally affect the passengers. We've only seen that, you know, twice so far, one incident in Paarl and one incident in Delft. But what we have witnessed here is that These members from both organizations, they target each other. They follow each other and they kill each other. They are not random killings. And I think the passengers, I mean, have been spared so far. But we don't want it to escalate to a point where it becomes, you know, a random, you know, shootings which put the lives of the passengers in danger. And that is why it is important for me to bring these warring factions together, because they must understand that no one is a winner in a situation like this.
Wongi Kosi, speaking of safety on the roads, you know, yesterday we were talking about burnt out trucks as well. Earlier on, Africa Melane, my colleague on Early Breakfast, had a conversation with CE of the Road Freight Association about the concerns that have been brought forward by this federation that is now burning trucks and hijacking them and really giving problems with respect to road safety. What has been the department's approach there?
Look, this is, a very unfortunate incident, Filwe. But I must also say that, fortunately, in the Western Cape, we haven't seen that much impact. I mean, yesterday there were two incidents, and unfortunately this morning there was one in R300. But what we need to do to get to the bottom of this is that the negotiations that were held by the national ministers of transport and labor and police. Because you remember, Rufilo, that sometime in October last year, when this matter was brought before the attention of government, the minister of police, labor and transport made a commitment to those people. And I think part of the frustration from those people is that they haven't received any feedback from the ministers. Not that we condone their actions, but I think it's important that when we make a commitment, we follow up and give those people feedback.
Okay.
Because you know that the concern that they have, I mean, whether it's valid or not, is something that I hope that the ministers that took up this matter were able to establish.
See,
that the majority of people who are employed in the truck industry are foreigners at the expense of South Africans. Now, if that is indeed true, then and all of us have reason to be concerned. And therefore, what we need is for those ministers to really expedite the feedback so that we can know exactly what is happening and what is it that we need to do to deal with the problem.
So what you're saying is that that's more of a national issue. You know, that's not something that will be handled at our particular provincial level.
No, not a failure. It's a matter that is handled nationally.
Okay.
Because it has to do with labor relations issues, even though it's a transport matter. And that is why the National Minister of Labor took it upon himself and engaged the Minister of Police and the Minister of Transport. And so that discussion is held there.
Got you. So interesting. I mean, I'd be curious to know your sense of, I get you that you think that their grievances would be valid. The grievance seems to be that they are saying, if according to this conversation that Africa had with the chief executive of Road Freight Association, they are saying 90% of the truck drivers are foreign and getting paid vastly below the agreed rate that came through the bargaining council. And he is saying actually it's the other way around, that some 10% perhaps are actually foreign. And that at least those who are members of the association are maintaining appropriate employment practices. Do you think it's easy to assess that from where you sit?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Minister of Labour can easily tell us that. I mean, that is why to get that stats, to get the list of people who are working in the trucking industry, and obviously, I mean, those people should be registered, you know, with UIF. They should be registered with the Labor Department, and it's very easy to get that information and ascertain who's telling the truth between the two.
Okay.
And so that if indeed the people who are complaining about this are telling the truth, it's something that needs to be addressed. But if they are not telling the truth, then the law must take its course. I mean, but my wish, Rufilo, is that we must, you know, get to the bottom of it by understanding exactly what is the real story. Because as I'm sitting here, I hear these concerns, but I'm not getting, you know, the facts as to who is telling the truth between the trucking industry and the people who are complaining.
All right. So that is something that will continue at a national level. Down here, of course, MEC, you will focus on, you'll be focusing on these discussions with the taxi bosses. Do you expect them to resume this week, or are we going to lay low for a bit?
Well, I will get in touch with Codeta today, because remember, it's Codeta that requested the meeting to be postponed because of what happened to one of their executive members yesterday. I will get in touch with them today and really find out when we can resume those discussions, because they are very, very important.
All right.
And of course, we'll then make the necessary announcement so that you are aware.
Thank you so much.
When the discussions will take place.
All right then. Bonginkosi Madikizela, always a pleasure. Our Western Cape MEC for Transport and Public Works. On that note.